Hello, out there in Radio Universe. You've tuned into Relative Velocity. I'm the Pan-Galactic Space Junkie. I don't, of course, broadcast to the entire universe, which incidentally is leaking. Here's a picture of it. I, of course, have a soundtastic show lined up for you folks this evening. It's going to blow your minds wide open.
Prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
7, 6, Husky, to hell with good intentions.
Actually not laying down. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. Laying down at all.
This is, just in case you don't know what you downloaded, this is H to the C episode 1.
It's the first episode, the beginning. But you're right, John, we should be probably introducing ourselves in the show at the very start most times. Probably be a good idea.
Yeah, let's just go by first names so people can't stalk us.
It's a good idea. We're bound to have stalkers. I'm Ryan, and the other voice you're hearing...
It's John.
There
may be other people on the show at other times, but we're in charge.
We are the benevolent rulers of H to the Sea Land.
Whether you're a shut-in, or one of our friends who we've made listen to this, we thank you. Or otherwise, in that other third miscellaneous category.
Yeah, you can be miscellaneous. If you're miscellaneous, I give you double thanks. You're not the demographic we were going for.
No, so we still have a Facebook page, so we can promote that.
Yeah, you should check out the Facebook page.
H to the C Incorporated, or Inc., I think is what it's called on Facebook. If you want to go on there, we'll try to keep it updated. Unlike in the past, this is the new internet-savvy version of H to the C for the future.
That's right. We're electronic. We're digital.
That's right.
Literally digital, John and I are.
And no more driving really fast, unsafely, to get to the university, only to be 3 minutes late.
Exactly. We're never going to have to do that again.
But instead, if we're late, the audience gets to wait 3 days for the new podcast instead of... I don't even know when we're going to post these.
I think it's very important that they always remember that whenever they do come out late, that it's their fault and not ours.
Right.
In some way, you will be to blame whenever we're late with the content that we provide you. For free, by the way. We're actually spending our own money to put this out to you.
For now. We'll find a way to hoodwink our audience into giving us money.
Exactly.
But that's going to... If we come up with a legitimate reason to fundraise, we're going to sound bad because people can go back and listen to this. Now there's a permanent record of everything that we say.
If that's how cynical they are, then... Well, I was going to say that I don't want their money, but I do still want their money, but they should probably learn to be less cynical. There's no way to live your life.
So, this is the first episode. Everything isn't set in stone. We are geniuses, so very little of it will probably have to change. But you, kind listener, are in a unique position. You can go all over Facebook and tell us which things you love the best. We don't want any criticism, though.
we refuse to entertain your criticism.
If you were to make them, and maybe it ends up that you were thinking something that we were secretly thinking but didn't implement until you said it, then maybe it would be worthwhile.
Yeah, we might actually end up, just by coincidence, implementing your criticisms if you were to post them. But you also then run the risk of John coming over to your house.
Yes. So, this will be the show. We've got a little bit of a recap as to what happened last season on radio version of H to the C, the ending, how we came to be where we are today. We debate the true nature of Scientology.
It's true. John and I get in a little scuffle. We're okay now, though.
And we've got some special guests near the end of the show. My great aunt and uncle, Edna and Josiah.
They're a real sweet couple.
They are. They got a new computer, and they just wanted to be part of this. They contribute a movie review. I haven't listened to it yet.
My favorite thing about it, John, is that...
They edited it all by themselves.
Yeah, that's so impressive for an older couple, but for them to be so traditional, but still be able to show their love like that.
Yeah, they show immense promise. I think if they don't die soon, that they have a very long podcasting career ahead of them.
I think you may have actually gotten some of their entertaining genes from them.
Maybe. I've heard that my great aunt sounds a lot like me, but we'll see. We'll see.
You know, I didn't pick up on that?
No?
No.
I've heard it. It's rare, but... Oh, and also, since we're on the internet, we're allowed to fucking swear.
Oh yeah, fuck motherfuckers. We forgot to...
And?
Fucking forgot to say that.
We are drinking beer right now.
It's true.
Let's get started.
At the drive-in, Ursa Minor.
Fire from the sky. Get it, get it, get it, get it.
Previously on H to the C. Alright, we're back. If you're just tuning in, this is H to the C. We've escaped from our booth.
John and I are going all ninja-like outside of the booth. We're having to break into our own second home. I always thought the station was my second home. What do you think, John?
It's like breaking into your parents' house. I never want to go back there again. We're 50 stories below the earth in H to the C's main lab. We need to stop Pat Marks before he downloads himself into the internet.
I really don't know what his ultimate plan is.
His plan is to delete all those however many words there were.
I think there's something more to that, John. I don't think that's the only
reason. Well, at the very least, we need to stop that from happening.
I don't care about that so much as I care about stopping Pat Marks.
Yeah, he is kind of a big jerk. And ruined our radio show.
I would say King Douche.
The king of them all.
You know, John, since we've spent so many days and endless nights making Pat Marks' dream come true, that we're pretty good authorities on the art of making dreams come true, I think it's about time we made our own dreams come true.
Oh, and look at the likes of him. Protactinium-infused steel doors, blocking us from our own lab.
These weren't installed last week.
This is...
There was a pin pad last week. We could get in, just so our radio listeners know. This is a new development here at the H of the C Labs. He was planning on this. He knew the worst case scenario was that we were going to track him down and that we were going to figure this out. I even question whether he's invited this whole scenario. He seems to be leading a lot of the way.
I know. And why are we stopping to talk like this? Set the charges on the door, Ryan.
I would love to, John, except that you have all of the C4 suitcased at the moment.
Oh, that's why I'm in this pleasant mood.
That's right, your anus is filled with explosives. You always get giddy when your anus is filled with explosives.
Alright, well, I'm gonna have to do without.
Isn't it amazing that even though I'm in all of this psychological duress, I still find time for toilet humor, John?
It's amazing. He must have some sort of poison gas filling up the corridor that makes us ramble.
Mayhap, that is the case.
Mayhap indeed. So anyway, let me set these charges.
No worries, John. I've already set them.
Oh.
While we were talking, I set the charges.
Then what's this?
Well, I'm not sure, but it definitely did not come from a pleasant place.
I'll just put that back.
I would do that.
Alright, it's back in.
Take care of it later.
Alright, we need to hide around the corner. Let's go. Alright. Charges set.
Alright, explosives set.
Alright, explosives set. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I've got my finger on the button.
All right. And when you press that button, it's just going to explode immediately, right?
Yes.
Like, there's no delay.
There's no delay at all. Okay, I'm going to count down from five. I'm going to say one, and then I'm going to hit the button. All
right.
So, five, four.
I'm going to make these hand gestures.
Three, two, one. All right, those C4 charges worked pretty well.
That was darn effective, if you ask me. Darn effective.
And might I say, Ryan, that was some cool when you walked away from the explosion without even flinching.
I know, it looked like I didn't even curve, John.
It was amazing. So anyway, all right, so we're through the main door. Let's keep it down quiet.
All right, John, just so you know, I brought this extra large set of pots and pans, just in case, you know, you and I get caught in some type of hostage situation.
Hey, do you want to make an omelette?
I would love to make an omelette right now. Here, let me get this.
The
medium-sized pan.
Why are we making omelettes? We have a world to save. What's that?
Stop in your tracks. Hey, you over there. If you don't stop right now, I'm going to be forced to shoot you in the face. I will shoot you in the face.
Oh my god, John, that guy told you and me that he was going to shoot you directly in the face, and you shot him in the face.
Now he's dead.
He has no face at all.
No face.
He'll never talk about us not having faces again, that's for sure.
That's right, I blew his face right off.
If he did so, it would be telepathically, and we're just not there yet.
I love the feel of his faceless face.
John, you probably shouldn't touch that guy's face hole.
I'm gonna use it as war paint. There, I've smeared his blood all over my face. His face blood all over my face. Now it's my face blood.
John, do you kind of feel like you're wearing him as a mask?
I am. I feel I'm absorbing his powers somehow.
John, this usually doesn't happen to me, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little creeped out by you right now.
I am in the zone. We are gonna take this bad mamma jamma down.
Pat Marks is going to get it where no man or machine wants to get it.
That's right. I'll leave that up to the imaginations of our brave listeners.
I'm talking buckwheat, baby.
That's right. All right, so why do we keep stopping like this? We need to find Pat Marks before he downloads himself into the internet and deletes words off the internet at his whim.
He's after our words.
We need our words.
It's nothing but obstacles with this guy. I think that's him. See that shadowy figure over there? In front of the paneled lights?
Oh no! It's too late!
Matt, get your hand away from that lever. You're not doing this, man. You're not going in the internet. If it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna drag you out kicking and screaming.
Stop him!
Ah ha ha! You'll never stop me!
Oh, we missed him. He's in the internet. What do we do?
John, there's only one thing we can do. We have to go after him. You saw what he did.
What?
He went green, red, orange, orange, yellow, green, pulled the lever. We have to do the same thing. It's the only choice.
How are we going to find him in the internet?
How are we not going to find him in the internet? All those tubes lead to the same place. The internet porn palace.
What about our Manitoba milk bags? We can't really get those. Misty can't give us one of those on the internet.
Alright, well, I'll give it to you that Misty can't, but let me put it to you this way, John. The internet is where the Manitoba milk bag lives. You can get all the Manitoba milk bags one's heart desires on the internet.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright, we're going in. Alright, what was that combination again?
I don't remember to say it out loud. I've got a finger memory kind of thing. I've got a program, so I'm just going to hit the buttons right now, whatever they were.
Do it. Hit those buttons. I'll pull the lever. Tell me when.
All right. Ryan's in. His body's not even here. I can't believe this. I don't know. Let's do this.
About you lately, thoughts take me to when we were close. Addicted to your love, feel I need another dose. I know it's a feeling that should be long gone. Things seem to come up when I hear our song. Golden brown girl, it seems so long since I heard your voice. Where did the king go wrong? Emotions that they linger on. I guess cause I never knew a love so strong. So many hot girls, I need your warm. The taste of your mouth, girl, I need your warm. Good food and love, I need your warm. This here was made before we were born. A dreamer, so I'ma keep dreaming on. It's kinda like the breakup with Jen and Vince Vaughn. They say you don't know what you got till what you got is gone. Yeah, I like such and such a lot, but the feeling's not as strong. We were like two birds that were able to fly. I try to pick the right words to say to the sky. Some days I would try but wasn't able to cry. I never been good at saying goodbye. I take a deep breath when the times is hard. When I reminisce over you, my God. I spent many years trying to be the heartthrob. I guess it's only right that I got my heart robbed. The scent of a room that reminds me of you. A hint of perfume, it reminds me of you. Take a look at the moon, it reminds me of you. Hope the stars and the gods align me and you. We live. I love this way cause I got it as a kid. With so much to give from it, I never hid. The love that I wrote on the mirror, it got smeared. My friends say it was a change for the better, but I say, girl, you changed my forever. Relationships, they can be as strange as the weather. Rain or sun, we can sing this together.
So open up this file and
Ryan, you done? I'm trying to record a podcast in here.
One sec. I'll be out in one sec.
All right. So what's the hold up?
It's stuck.
It's what's stuck?
You know.
All right,
I'm good.
All right. Hey, so, how was that?
I don't even want to talk about that, John. Let's get back to the movie review.
Well, I think I might get my aunt and, or my great aunt and my great uncle. I told them I was going to do this podcast and. They asked for what it was about, but I don't know. I told them we were going to play music and do, like, movie reviews or something, and she got really excited about that, so they're going to do a movie review for us or something. I don't know, I promised.
No, that sounds good to me. We wanted it to be more of a variety show, so...
Yeah, so I was thinking instead of us doing a movie review, we can just shoot the shit and, I don't know, I've been watching Survivor reruns.
Survivor reruns, really? How long have you been watching Survivor, John?
Well, I came into it at the end of the first season when it was still cool, and I watched the whole second season.
Stop. Is this what this portion of the podcast is going to be? We're just going to sit around talking about reality shows?
Well, I don't know. We can talk about whatever we want, but I was watching Survivor last night, and I thought that it might be a good topic.
I think literally nobody wants to hear us sit around and talk about reality shows.
Well, not all. I know that a lot of them are bad, and Survivor used to be good. I'm not trying to defend it. I was going to say that I gave up on it after season 3, and I've kind of gone back and picked up some of the particularly good seasons, and I don't know. There's, like, Survivor and... Cops is a good reality show.
I don't like reality shows, but, like, I just don't think that people want to hear about them, you know? I don't think that people want that out of our podcast.
Well, like, they've been around for, like, Candid Camera, that started out as Candid Radio.
I didn't even think that was considered a reality
show.
Well,
yeah, it's, you're capturing people.
What year was that made?
Which one?
Candid Camera?
Candid Microphone, I'm more familiar with that one. It's from the 40s.
Wow.
Candid Camera, whenever, 60s? I'm not sure. And Scientology is another good one. And
wait, sorry, Scientology is another good what?
Reality show.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean, what do I mean?
I mean, what do you mean Scientology is another good reality show?
I mean that the reality show called Scientology is an enjoyable thing. Show, I like it. It's on TV all the time. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen, like, news reports about Scientology. I've seen celebrities discuss Scientology, and, like, I've seen,
That's the show.
John, that's not a show. That's called The News, and that's called interviews.
What would your definition of a reality TV show be?
Well, my definition of a reality TV show is something that has a plot structure and airs at a specific time.
Does Candid Camera have a plot structure?
Yeah, you get people to say candid things on camera.
That's not a plot.
It's a basic plot outline.
Well, how about, let's see what Wikipedia has to say about reality TV.
Okay, John, what is Wikipedia?
It says participants are often placed in exotic locations, maybe like space, or abnormal situations that are sometimes coached to act in specific ways by off-screen, quote, story editors, or, quote, segment producers, with the betrayal of events and speech manipulated and contrived to achieve an illusion of reality and other post-production techniques. Is that not Scientology in the bag?
Well, I didn't know that Scientology had segment producers.
Well, they have different words for it, but there's definitely people behind the scenes coaching them and telling them what to say for the public image.
But
The segment producers aren't necessarily always an obvious part of a regular reality show, but we kind of all know that they're there.
You are aware, John, that Scientology is a religion, right?
And being a policeman is a profession, but that doesn't stop cops from being a reality show.
John, is L. Ron Hubbard aware that Scientology is a reality show?
He may very well be. I haven't spoken to him lately. But there's all kind of, like, Kirstie Alley has all kinds of her being a fat lady related shows, and she's a Scientologist.
Kirstie Alley's a Scientologist?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Well, you're not aware of a lot of things, such as Scientology is a reality show. Also, I guess there's Tom Cruise and Katie are trying to get one together. It's already been shot. They already have all the footage. They're just waiting for somebody to agree to give Tom Cruise complete control over the footage before they let anybody use it.
That is incredible. So, how do you know when to watch Scientology, the reality show?
Well, that's the groundbreaking thing about Scientology. It's not like tune in on Thursday at 9 o'clock for Scientology. It's kind of, sometimes it's there all the time. It pops up in the news. It comes up on entertainment shows. It's kind of like an integrated reality show. It's blended in with everything else. And what else did I have I found here?
What do you mean, what else did you have? Well, where are you getting all this information?
Well, last night when I was watching Survivor and thinking that we should talk about reality shows, I was kind of looking through reality shows, and since Scientology is obviously a reality show, it came up in my research.
John, it just seems to me that if Scientology was a reality show, it completely goes against the idea that, I just can't see a Scientology being a reality show because no reality show has ever produced big stars. Ever.
Well, that's what's so great about the Scientology reality show. They start out with the big stars, and they bring it up there. Let me pitch you a reality show. This is the cast. John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, Lisa Marie Presley, Nancy Cartwright, I believe of The Simpsons, Jason Lee, Isaac Hayes, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, and the kicker, Giovanni Ribisi.
Jason Lee? Like, the My Name is Earl guy?
Yeah.
Is a Scientologist?
According to the internet, yes.
How disappointing.
Is that not the most star-studded cast of characters for a reality show that you've ever seen?
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm still not convinced that Scientology is a reality show, John, but you've, man, you've put forth a compelling argument.
Well, so, I guess we can make that the segment.
That's a segment?
I don't know.
Ice Cube, the nigger you love to hate. Fuck a punk, cause I ain't him. You gotta deal with the 9MM. The dance coming at you all, hey. Just think, if niggas decide to retaliate and try to keep me from running up, I never tell you to get down, it's all about coming up. So what did you go and ban the AK? My shit wasn't registered any fucking way. So you better duck away, run and hide out. When I'm running real slow and the lights out, cause I'm about to fuck up the program. Shooting out the window of a drop top pro ham. Well, I'm shooting, let's see who drop. The police, the media, suckers that went pop. And motherfuckers, I say they too black. Put them overseas, they be begging to come back. They say people more gangs and drugs. You wanna sweep a nigga like me up under the rug. Kicking shit, call street knowledge. Why more niggas in the pen than in college? Because of that line, I might be your cellmate. That's from the nigga you love to hate.
Mother warned you about me.
It's the nigga you love to hate.
Yo, you ain't doing nothing positive. Yo, you ain't doing nothing positive for the brother. What you gotta say for yourself?
You don't think I'm living, well, fuck you.
Once again, this song, the motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube, the bitch killer, cat killer. Yo, running through the line like voters, no pot to piss in. I put my fist in. Now who do you love to hate? Cause I talk shit and down the 8-ball. Cause I don't break. You're begging, I fall off. You cross over, might as well cut them balls off. Ass ready for the lynching. The mob is dropping common sense in. We'll gag in a pin, we'll shake anytime Dixon. Hey, I get your ass faking it about a right wrong you live, but how long you live. I ain't with the bullshit. I meet no bitches. No hoes don't wanna sleep, so I keep popping no doughs. And tell the young people what they gotta know. Cause I hate when niggas gotta live low. And if you're locked up, I dedicate my styling from San Quentin to Rikers Island. We got him afraid of the funky shit. I like the clowns, so bump up the sound of your Jeep, make the old lady say, oh my God, wait, it's the nigga you love to hate.
Fuck you, Ice Cube.
Yeah, come on, fool, it's the nigga you love to hate.
Fuck you, Ice Cube.
Yeah, one up, punk, it's the nigga you love to hate.
Yo, who the fuck you think you are, bitch, calling girls bitches? You ain't all that, that's all I am, bitch, bitch. I ain't nobody, bitch.
A bitch is a... to the hit, cause yo, if I look and see another brother on the video trying to outdance each other, I'ma tell T-Bone to pass the battle, and don't give me that shit about role model. It ain't wise to chastise and preach, just open the eyes of each, cause laws are made to be broken up. What niggas need to do is start locking up, and build mold and foam, they self in the shape of the nigga you love to hate.
On film. Hey, welcome. Hey, is it on? Josiah, is it on?
It's on, Edna. It's on.
Hi, this is Edna Fairweather, and I'm with my husband. Say your name.
Josiah Fairweather.
And this is Parents on Film. We just got this this computer for Christmas, and we decided to try out this podcast. We're 86 and, say your age.
87.
Years old. And we thought that we didn't want to miss out on the technology boom. We are all about families. We want families to know what movies are appropriate.
There's a lot of inappropriate movies out there.
It's taken us a long time to watch it. I bought this. At the yard sales, and even the official ones on King Street, they're selling these videos. They're selling these videos to the kids, Joe.
Yeah. I bought this one, Blood Shack, because I thought John Wayne was in it. But I didn't have my glasses on. And it said Jason Wayne when I got it home.
Let's just... we haven't watched this yet. We just wanted to do this as a little bit of a practice, and then we'll watch it. Let me put on my glasses. There's a woman being strangled on the cover. It says, I warned them not to go inside. Blood Shack. It's, I don't know. And then on the back, there's a half-naked lady.
Yeah.
Well, not even half-naked, full naked.
I could have seen that without my glasses.
You can see her...
You can see half her breastis? That would never happen in a John Wayne movie, Edna.
You can see half of her bum.
All of her bum, really?
Well, it's from the side.
Side bum.
At least there's no blood. That knife is just... It actually kind of looks like it's sticking into the background, and the girl's laying in front of it. So maybe she's not dead. For years, he warned that the old house is haunted. This sounds like it's going to be scary, Josiah.
Oh, it won't be too bad. I got the power of Jesus on my side.
Well, let's just see here. Unexplained disappearances and horrifying rumors surround on an abandoned shack on the farm property Carol has inherited. They say it's haunted. Those who dare to find out disappear, screaming into the murderous night.
It sounds like my Aunt Carol.
I don't know. Let's put on some tea and watch Blood Shack so that you don't have to.
Yeah, we'll tell you just how terrible it is. So you won't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
Okay, so I think this is where we'll stop, and then we'll go get our slippers.
Okay.
We'll put on the movie, okay?
Okay.
Did you take your pill?
I took all my pills.
All right. We just finished watching the movie Blood Shack.
Blood Shack.
It was a very, very confusing movie. Would you recommend this for families?
I wouldn't recommend this for any family anywhere or anyone to watch. I only feel confident that we could watch it because we're very responsible people.
Yeah, it was pretty racy. There was some very unkempt facial hair.
There was a butt crack.
Yeah, there was one butt crack. There was this one, the man with the particularly unkempt facial hair.
Yes, it was disgusting.
He did not like to wear shirts.
No, he didn't.
Sometimes he wore a jacket that still left his midriff exposed.
So it was disgusting.
It was quite racy.
It was disgusting.
The first young lady that was in the movie, she was very rude. I thought that would have been a poor example for teenagers.
Yes, she's very rude.
She was insisting on staying at the blood shack of the title of the movie.
Yeah, our grandkids wouldn't even get close to a blood shack.
Yeah, so she was very rude to the man with no shirt, and he eventually let her stay in the blood shack, where she proceeded to take off her clothes, and we saw her under things.
It was not proper at all. I didn't like it.
They could have gone farther. So, Blood Shack, I applaud you for your restraint, but also shake my head at your filth.
Yes, it was a very naughty, naughty movie.
That's true.
I think there's naughtier ones out there, though.
Because there was those adorable little girls. I thought they were going to get killed. But this movie, it didn't go there. The little girls, they tricked the other person into letting them play in the blood shack. And we thought for sure they were going to get stabbed with swords.
My favorite part of the movie was when they go to the rodeo. Yeah, there was a good 20 minutes of stock rodeo footage.
This movie is 54. It clocks in at 54 minutes, so that was good. I was just finishing up my tea when it ended. And at least 10-15 minutes of footage was just stock rodeo footage. That was quite exciting, I thought.
Yes, it was. It was very exciting. And then after it was over, I fell asleep. So I didn't actually see the end. What happened at the end?
Well, there was a policeman that got killed, and I don't think that was a good example for the young people. That was earlier on. But at the end, yes. It turns out, through some weird narration, we found out that there's been somebody trying to buy the property that has the blood shack on it.
Yes.
And the guy with no shirt and unkempt facial hair, who was, we were led to believe, was the trooper, the black-clad ninja ghost with the sword who's been killing people in the bloodshed.
I thought he was John Wayne's son or something.
I should note that he's been killing people for 150 years. And I want to know why nothing has been done about this.
I want to know why the house looks like it was built in the 20s.
This might have been... What if this was a documentary and this is still happening today?
It could have been, Edna. It could have.
Maybe... Maybe we should call the police, do you think?
The Cold Crimes Unit.
The Blood Shack Unit.
Yeah.
They've probably been investigating this if people have been dying for 150 years.
Wow, yeah.
Plus, like, at least 30 since this thing was made.
I give this movie a D- for being terrible and being immoral and showing people getting killed, but not as many people getting killed.
Yes, I will. Usual. There was a little bit more restraint in this movie in the kill scene with the rude girl. There was no penetration involved with the sword.
No, no penetration. That would be terrible. It would there get was an F.
No penetration.
If there was penetration, it would get an F.
But no, there was just a swoop and then a splash of liquid.
But it was just—it was a boring movie. Some of these movies are terrible. I hate them that they show the blood and the violence. But they're
all right. Well, I think this was a very successful first run. Give me a hug, Josiah.
Here you go, Edna.
Oh dear.
Yes.
So we're gonna have to. Do you know how to put this on the internet?
No.
We'll have to ask my nephew.
Yes.
So anyway,
we'll call him on your cell phone.
I think my nephew does a podcast.
I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what we're doing here.
Well, I think we're supposed to stop it now, and I'll talk to little Billy. The end.
Goodbye.
My tea's ready.
Blood Shack. Don't watch Blood Shack. It sucks. I mean, it's a bad movie.
Josiah.
Nothing. I'm sorry, Edna. I didn't mean to say something.
You can't put that on the internet.
No. Little Billy will have to edit it.
Green Day, Stewart and the Avenue.
That's it, Ryan.
That about does it for our very first podcast.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's actually the first time that I successfully said podcast and not radio, and we didn't have to re-record it. Nice. So that's progress.
Yes, I will say that there's a bit of a hiss on the debate thing that we would if we had known better.
Yeah, there is a bit of a hiss. But you know what? We're going to hear... We don't really have to complain about it ourselves, I don't think.
No. It's a growing process. I assume this part will sound okay, so...
This part might sound okay. You know, except for the fact that we're rambling on about nothing and complaining about our own first show.
Yeah, well, that's what H of the Sea is all about. And I think we've met our goal.
Rambling on about nothing and complaining about ourselves.
Yep. Well, you have to remember that it used to be 2 hours of rambling about nothing. Well, I guess, in pieces, but...
That's still more progress, you're right.
There's slightly less rambling.
Let's hope.
Is there anything that you want to take us on? Alright, let's be honest with our listeners. We've just re-recorded this last couple of seconds 3 times, and we're tired of it. We're going to play Black Keys, and you're going
to
like it.
Yeah, we tried to announce it like we were professionals, but I kept getting the giggles, and it's never going to come out sounding natural anyway. So we're going to play you some Black Keys, and we're going to be back in about a month or so time with a new episode, so stay tuned to Facebook for that.
Yes, goodbye.
Onward and onward.
The Black Keys, all you ever wanted.
You're just like that, so you can still feel the same. Oh, hands on deck now. Your window, even when you close the blinds, and all you ever wanted was someone to treat the nights of kind. Take a step before running. Take a breath now before you die. When you work the streets, darling, make sure your sneaker laces, they get tied.